Happy New Year, everyone. This is Ron's update number 75. I'm on my way to Stone Mountain to walk up the mountain and run back down. So I'll get back with you later. I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to be walking up Stone Mountain today. On today's walk up the mountain, I'm going to be walking on the, the access road, the road that goes up the mountain that the vehicles go on. This isn't the regular trail that the tourists go on up the mountain. It's a more direct route they use. This is kind of a zigzag back and forth across the mountains so that vehicles can drive up. I guess to deliver stuff up to the building up at the top and probably service vehicles to, you know, for maintenance purposes up there. So, this is a, crushed granite trail, and it's probably not as steep as going straight up. But since I feel like I've lost fitness in the past 3 to 4 weeks here, this is going to be a more intense workout for me than some of the other stuff I've been doing. My regular trail walks are pretty much just on forest trails, you know. Not so much constant up. This is about... Now, if you go straight up the mountain, I think it's close to a mile. So this might be a little bit more than a mile going this way, but it's up the whole way. So you don't get to rest any as far as, you know, getting a flat spot. Hopefully I'll make it in one piece. I feel like I'm getting out of shape not being able to run that much. And that's frustrating. One thing I did do this morning, I decided, well, since I've got this plantar fasciitis problem, and I'm definitely not going to be able to run 5-6 days a week, I'm going to switch to a triathlon program. Do some swimming, some biking, and then running. And what I did is I went on beginnertriathlete.com, which I've been a member of for numerous years. And I put one of their sprint triathlon training plans on my workout log. I figured that way it'll give me a pattern to use for training. Plus, I also rummaged through all my books and stuff and found Triathlon 101, which is pretty much a start from scratch training book. I think John Mura wrote it, somebody like that. And I found an updated version for my Kindle. So I downloaded it, and I figured what I was going to do, just start from the bottom, just like I'd never done a triathlon before, and work my way up, and that way I wouldn't be overdoing anything or injuring myself, because when you start out, you're starting out pretty conservative as far as minutes of training. It's basically just a minutes of training program. So starting next Monday, is the first workout of that program. And see, what's today? I think today's a Thursday, the 5th of January. So what's that come out to? About the 9th I started, hopefully. I think the first day I have short swim and short bike session. So I'll be using my bike trainer for my bike training. And there's a pool not too far from my house over on Rockbridge Road in Lilburn that has lap swimming in the morning. So I'm going to be heading over there and doing that. So hopefully that'll get me out of any kind of funk I'm in, which I can tell you, when you don't do much for 2 or 3 weeks. And what's strange is I had been planning on doing my bike trainer religiously to take up the slack of my running, particularly when I was thinking that maybe I could do my bike trainer workouts to take a place of my weekday runs and then do my long runs with Laura on the weekend. Well, that kind of fell through because every time I would run on the weekend with Laura, my foot would be killing me by the time we finished. So I pretty much just had to scrap my half marathon training and try to come up with something else. Well, in the middle of all that, I just got totally bummed out about the whole thing and pretty much hadn't done anything for a while. Even though, you know, I've done sporadic stuff, but not a good pattern of workout. So my fitness is collapsing, basically. And I've been watching my weight, see if it's gone up. And over Christmas, I didn't do too bad. And New Year's, I had been weighing about 155. And I think the highest I got was 158. And this morning when I weighed 155.2. So I've done fairly good on that. So it's not a weight gain problem. It's just a lack of exercise problem where I'm losing my fitness. So hopefully doing this triathlon program will, you know, help me get back with it. I still plan on going to Jacksonville. I'm not going to be able to run the half marathon, but I figured I can go down there with Laura and my wife, and we can enjoy the weekend, and Laura can run the half, and then we may go to St. Augustine for a little bit, and there's a good seafood restaurant down there in St. Augustine somewhere that my wife knows about. We're going to go to. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. And I'm probably, let's see how far I've gone, 0.78 miles on my Garmin going uphill, and I'd say I'm not halfway there yet. So I'll just huff and puff the rest of the way. I get up top, I'll take some photos, maybe put them on Twitter. So I'll see you in a little bit. Bye.
Hey, don't go jumping around the directory. We've got more coming up. We'll be right back.
Well, I made it to the top of the mountain, and I'm on my way back down now. It took me probably 20-something minutes to go 1.3 miles up. It was a pretty good workout, because that's the highest my heart rate's got in about a month, because I got it actually up to like 141 beats, which that's my race heart rate right now. So anyway, I'm on my way back down. I guess I'll watch my footing so I don't trip and I'll see you at the bottom. Well, I'm back in my mobile podcasting studio. That walk up the mountain and partial run down the mountain was probably the most strenuous workout I've had in a month, maybe. It got my heart rate up to about 141 going up, and then on the way back down, I decided I needed to run a little bit just to get my heart rate up because it was hovering right about in the low 90s, and so I jogged down on the access road parts of it and got it up in the hundreds. So overall, I had a pretty good walk run today. Mostly a walk, that's what I'm going to count it as in my training log. And starting next Monday, I go into my tri training. I'm doing that without the vision of doing a tri this year. I mean, after I get into the training, I might change my mind, do some sprints in the summer, spring, something like that, fall, if I stick with it. My problem is if I start recovering, then I'll start going back to just strictly running. That's the way I always have been. I'd like to continue with the tri training and get a good balanced multi-sport background again instead of being so much one-dimensional as far as with the running. And most of my running during my tri training is going to be on the trails because that seems to be much more conducive to an easy foot strike, I guess. Doesn't seem to bother me as much, even though the terrain's uneven. So I'm going to head to somewhere to get some kind of a snack. I don't know if it'll be a healthy one or something like a hamburger, but I'm going to go get something. So I'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.